On Halftime, Nathan Thompson, the People's Hamstring, with the weekend footy preview for the new Mexican chicken sub from Subway.
On the Friday footy preview. And then you do the noise, the point, and then the man at the back, Pedro on the panels, presses the intro button and says, Tomo's here!
Danny boy!
Hello, Tomo!
Hello, Danny!
How you doing, man?
Hey, man. Good to be here on a Friday.
Is it ever?
Which means it's weekend time.
Correct. Which means there's some fullback in the Eastern Footy League just shaking in his boots because tomorrow, after nightmares tonight, he's got to tackle the big man.
I'm not sure about that. He knows one thing, he doesn't have to run too far.
He doesn't.
Number two.
He wouldn't want to be getting too far away, mate.
He knows there's a fair chance that a little string can go twang very early in the piece and his day is done. And thirdly, there's a fair chance the big guy's only got a couple of quarters in him. So
is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you've been getting yourself off
seriously.
Three quarters in the last 2 weeks.
Seriously. No. Last week, I stayed out there. They kept me out there a bit longer last week.
Did they?
Yeah, it was a bit rude of them.
Just the 8 snags last week, the
please,
big man.
Please. 17
in 2.
No, it was a good win. The Sharks, we got over the top of a good Waverley Blues team. They're very fast. Too fast
that's
for...
Not, that's not your worry. No, that's not your concern.
No, but anyway, that's good. What happened last week?
What do you mean? The vortex got you home, mate.
We got the vortex. We nailed the vortex to the wall.
We got the vortex
of
points.
We finally got those mongrels and we put them in the bin and we shook them around. We got you.
We did.
And I'm just sitting back. I pulled out the cigar Sunday afternoon. The hamstring has 9 in the bag because Port Adelaide are going to win.
Wow, no brainer. Just to lay down Mazaire, Tomo.
What the?
So you're Port saying Adelaide. Port Adelaide cost you the 9 last
they
week?
They were poo.
They were poop last week.
As soon as I watched, I think I tuned in, it was about 20 minutes into the first quarter, and they were just second to the agate by a mile. Credit to Brisbane.
They were
fantastic. They worked hard. They were hard. They were having a go. Port...
Well, they weren't team. That's what we learned from Ken Hinckley after game.
They weren't team. They were very disappointing. And that disappoints
they
me.
They ruined your perfect weekend.
They ruined a great weekend.
8 snags, 8 tips. Maybe this is the thing. This is your ratio. You're on a ratio system.
Oh, a ratio?
A 1-to-1 system.
All right.
So that means another 9's required tomorrow for the Sharks.
Tough weekend.
I
may just get 1 or 2 this week. Tough weekend on the tips.
You're calling a tough weekend AFL round 8 action.
I'm calling a slightly sneaky tough weekend.
All right.
Not as easy as you may think.
Well, what we might do is get straight into it, Tomo, because if you're talking sneaky weekend toughness, then we need to get through this. Geelong and Carlton tonight, I've mentioned it's Friday night footy. We will be there from 6 o'clock. Coach's Box with Justin Lepich, who destroyed your perfect 9 last week with his Brisbane Lions.
Yes.
Ins for the Cats. Pretty handy ins. Kelly, Mackie and Hawkins. Out go Duncan, who'll be out for quite some time. Walker and Bleaze. And for the Blues, some nice ins. Cade Simpson's back. That's great news. Jones, yep. Buckley and Cripps, the young gun. And out go Allard, Watson, Jacksh and Dick Tomo.
Gee whiz, there is still enough talent in this Blues team for them to be competitive for a portion of the game, but we're not seeing that at all at the moment.
We said this last week, didn't we?
Well, I
gave him a chance last
week.
You
picked him, man. Don't say you gave him a chance.
Well, I gave him a chance.
I said that they could be dangerous. That's giving them a chance. And then I very smartly tipped against them and said, GWS, you can't tip against them here. But anyway.
Gave him a chance. They let me down badly last
They are
week.
In the football wilderness, my friend, the mighty Blues. And it beggars belief regarding Friday night football and how many they've been given from the AFL perspective. And... good man, Simon Lethlein, does a great job.
Yes.
Very good man.
Well, he did until this year with his Friday night footy fixture.
The actual fixturing overall, I think, has been...
Very well received.
It's been very good, but the choice to have so many Friday nights with the blue baggers involved has been a blue bagger itself.
No, it needs to be headlocked, Simon.
It's been a...
I'm a chance to
that's
do that.
Been the one error, unfortunately, for the big boys at the AFL, and I think they're going to get another one here, the Cats. Do you know what? Well done to Reece Stanley. He has stepped into that running ruckman role, and he's been very good. He was, even last week, he was very, very competitive. I've liked his work so far this year. The Cats get back a few of their stars. They've got their defence in order. Really like Jed Buse. He's a very good...
He's something, isn't he?
He... He's one of those guys, I think, as he develops further into a footballer, he is just going to be your lock spot in the back line. Mm. Busey, you go and sort him out.
You get him.
And we don't have to worry about him.
Yep.
He gives me that feeling. He's going to be, he might be taking over that in-right role where you give that guy, that's a lot to say, but he's, to me, he's going to be a very, very good defender. And they're getting a bit out of the other young players. You know, I mean, obviously led beautifully by Selwood. They're just going to be too strong. They get Hawkins back.
Helpful.
Very, very helpful. And they are just going to be way too strong.
I'd like to give them a chance. I would like to give the Blues a chance, but I don't think I can, Tomo.
It happens. Sooner or later.
In fact, there's going to have to be a flat-out refusal to tip them.
A couple of weeks ago, Brisbane were irrelevant.
They were.
And I've copped a bit of flack off the old Twitter and people saying, oh, irrelevant, eh? Have a look at us now. Well, 2 weeks ago, you were playing and looking like an irrelevant club. You're millions in debt, seriously getting belted every week you step out there, uncompetitive. And, you know, I mean, we'll get into it later, but Michael Riscatelli, and I think he has really stood up as the leader. Not Michael Riscatelli.
The Gold Coast. Tommy?
Tommy Rockliffe. You know, his ability to come back from bruised ribs, he has, you know, really stood up in his role as the leader of that that footy club. You know, well done to him. Michael Riscatelli is trying to do the same over at the Gold Coast, and that's why I got those two mixed up. But
it's not quite working at the Gold Coast.
It's not quite working for him at the Gold Coast at the moment. But I can't give the Blue Boys a chance. They will pop up at some stage, half just like Brisbane have, and clip us on a Friday footy preview, but not this week, mate.
No, they're crap, and it's not cool. And I tipped them last week. Never again until they show me their fair dinkum. They were disastrous last week. Geelong too good.
Yep.
And give themselves, what will that take them to? They'd be 4-4 there. Yeah, they'd be 4-4 back at 500 for the Cats when they win that game tonight. Let's move on to St Kilda and West Coast, Tomo. This game at Etihad Stadium tomorrow. Mantegna back in, Membry and Akers. Revolt out with that concussion incident for last week.
Nasty.
Jack Loney as well with concussion. Luke Delaney with the hip. And in for the Eagles. Scotty Selwood's back. That'll be very, very well received, as will Jeremy McGovern being in the lineup. Sheed and Nelson go out. Tomo, the Saints form at Etihad is very good. The West Coast form at full stop, 5-2. Nice.
Very nice. Half, absolutely wonderful. They get McGovern back in. That is a huge one for them. A couple of young players go out. Sheed's been all right. Nelson's shown a bit. Scott Selwood coming back in. So there's two strengthening players for this West Coast side. And they're playing with great confidence. Elliot Yeo has been an amazing pickup for them. Yeo, he has added heaps to that midfield. Gaff and Shuey, they're barometer-type players, those guys. They've been outside footballers for them. But their work rate has been very, very good. And they were super last week. McInnes at centre-half forward, the big unit, has been a very good find for them as well. So they've got
Is this one of their big tests, Tomo?
No, not for me. I think they're going to win this game comfortably.
Comfortably?
I like what St Kilda are doing. Great to see Tom Hickey back into the team. I think he and Billy Longa are going to be a good duo there, because Billy Longa needs support with the rucking duties, and that's great. Josh Bruce has been just what a wonderful find. He has been into the forward line from, of course, GWS. David Armitage in very, very good form as well. But for me, I actually think that they are not a match for this West Coast team, who are playing with very strong work rate.
Yep.
Just amazing work rate. Good skills, which is not always something we've aligned with them. They were great with their skills over in Port Adelaide, and they actually play Etihad, the Eagles. They're a good team at Etihad. Josh Kennedy is a huge presence up forward for them, and they'll be too strong.
Gee, I reckon they're massive overs, the Saints, and we'll check in with Matty Campbell a little bit later on in the hour, Tomo, and find out the exact markets. But from what I was reading earlier in the week, massive overs for the Saints. I'm still yet to be convinced that the West Coast are the top four team they seem to be at the moment, sitting 5-2.
I'm not saying they're a top four team.
No, I didn't say you did, mate. Don't be reading stuff into what I'm saying.
I was a bit reactive then.
I'm just not 100% convinced about the Eagles. I've been really impressed with what they've done. They haven't done a hell of a lot in terms of over here, away from home, is where my concern is.
Well, at Port Adelaide,
that was the one.
Yeah,
that was the one.
50,000 people.
No, that was
the one. Everyone is still saying, well...
Well, it's a one goat sort of situation, isn't it?
Well, it's one very good one.
It's a good goat,
yeah.
But it's a one goat situation.
They got beaten by Western Bulldogs at Etihad in a cracking game. Mm. Bulldogs have shown they're a pretty darn good team.
Yes, I'm not saying they won't win this.
Okay.
Because I'm with you. I think they will.
Right.
I'm just not convinced, and I'm expecting a real ding-dong type affair.
Okay, Dave Murray
Head
sort of stuff.
Yeah, Dave Murray, like ding-dong, Dave Murray sort of stuff tomorrow at Etihad Stadium. Massive overs, the Saints. I'll be interested in the line there. We'll check in with that with Matty Campbell a little bit later on. We'll get to a break. It's two games down. We have seven to go in round eight of the AFL. Tomo's with us. The Friday footy preview. Get your pens poised. His tips are unbelievably sought after. You get it for free. Nathan Thompson is with us. The Friday footy preview is upon you. We're two games into the nine games in round eight of the AFL. And we will continue on, Tomo, with the Giants and Adelaide clash. Spotless Stadium tomorrow, 2:10 p.m. We will be there at SEN Footy with Matt Granlund, Kevin Bartlett and Nick Maxwell. Inns for the Giants, Davis and Kelly. Whitfield outs Crook and Core as well. And for the Crows, Ellis Yolman is in. Jenkins is back and Yench and Smith miss for the Crows. Tomo, interesting game of footy this one, I reckon.
This is a great game of footy, mate. And have a look at those odds. I mean, Adelaide at $2.45 against the Giants. If you had told someone that at the start of the season, you would have been laughed at, I would have thought. Mm. But, gee, Giants have been super impressive, haven't they? Jeremy Cameron, after his first season of footy, we've just been waiting for this superstar to just put the pedal to the metal, and he's an absolute beauty. Will Hoskin-Elliott, your man.
My man.
Back into the team and just doing super stuff. Led very, very well by the hard-head Callum Ward. And I mentioned it last week, Harfy, boy,
yes.
But Tommy Scully, he's found his place there, my friend. And have you got Big Mummy in your Brownlow contention? Or
well, he's certainly around about. Certainly around about. He's playing well. I think we're all chasing that boy from Fremantle, though, at the minute, Tomo. He's a fair way off him.
I called him on Sunday, and he's just another beast altogether. Oh, I'm going with the Giants in this one half. Their form is midfield depth, and their ability to run, to cover the ground, is absolutely, their work rate is absolutely fantastic. Scotty Thompson, the Adelaide midfield itself, it's got Paddy Dangerfield, who's not in the form that I think everyone, he may be carrying an injury, but he's certainly not in the form that I was expecting from P. Dangerfield coming into this season.
Yep, started off well.
Well, Thompson's, he's been a very good player for them, but they're coming up against a young and hungry outfit on their home ground. The big job for the Giants is to stop Tom Lynch and Walker and Betts, Jenkins, Cameron, that is a dangerous, very dangerous forward line if they get enough football. But I certainly think they're up for the task. So Davis back into that team. Pat Full's been a great pickup for them. Heath Shaw and Haynes. Everyone loves Haynes.
Everyone loves Haynesy.
Yep.
We were talking about him yesterday on Pure Footy. Have they got, who takes Eddie Betts? Because he's the main man there for Adelaide.
Heath Shaw is in amazing form. He's in great form. I'd be giving Heath Shaw to him to sort him out.
Would you?
Yeah. Heath Shaw is... 5 years ago, Heath Shaw was the best defender in the competition, small defender in the competition. He could play on the mid-size, he could fix up the small, quick guys, and, mate, he certainly reads the play better than most. I'd be putting Shaw to him.
I'm looking forward to the Mummy-Jacobs battle.
Bug is the other player that they will look at, no doubt about that. But for me, I'd go with experience. You don't want Eddie getting his tail up early. For me, I'd be going with Heath Shaw.
So you're going...
I'm going the Giants again.
I've been
on their bandwagon on the Sunday footy. I threw them into my eight. Early doors,
early
as Chris
doors,
Donnelly would say.
Yes.
Chris Connolly would say. Early doors. Early I threw doors. Them into my eight. Got a little bit of a snigger here or there. But
who's laughing now?
I'm on board, baby.
I'm on board, baby, says Tomo. Am I on board? I'm on board.
Oh, that was a last-minute decision from you.
Well, I think it's one of the games of the round, the Giants-Adelaide game.
Okay.
I'm keen to see Adelaide's performance in Spotless Stadium. I'm not sure how many times I've played it before, but at Spotless Stadium, it's be interesting.
How about the rucking duel between
Jacobs is awesome.
Saucy Jacobs and the Mummify?
I'm a bit like you. I'm prepared to roll with the Giants while they're rolling, because this is it's a funny thing when you get a bit of momentum and adrenaline through a team that hasn't had a lot of success through the years, and they're only a young team, as we know. But I think that could roll this week, and that they may, as a result, roll the Adelaide Crows. So I'm with you, Giants, to win that one. Gold Coast and Collingwood is next up. Metricon Stadium tomorrow night. Believe there's been a bit of a setback for
tickets. The SMS half. Jenkins out, is he?
He's in the Inns.
He's in the Inns, but
he's definitely
Jenkins
in the
is out. You peanut, don't you listen? Well, I actually do work as well. I don't listen to the station all day.
Well,
so
no,
if he's a late withdrawal, thank you for bringing that to our attention.
I will get that confirmed. I haven't heard that yet.
I would prefer our man out the back, just back rooming that sort of stuff would have alerted us to it.
We'll back room that. Certainly on the Inns, Joshy Jenkins for the Adelaide Crows this week. I haven't been informed he was out at this stage.
Okay.
Maybe it's Sport Central when we had the headphones off, Tomo. It's happened through the afternoon.
Maybe.
We just don't know. Gold Coast and Collingwood. Metricon Stadium tomorrow, 4:35 p.m. We will be there. Brett Phillips, David Schwartz with the action. Russell Lynch and Saad in for the Gold Coast. Broughton, Smith and Shaw go out. And for the Magpies, Sidebottom is a big in for them. Good to see him back for solo as well. Tuvi out, Karnitsis, and Scotty Pendlebury plays game number 200. Tomo, a champion.
And for that reason, not for that reason. He's just a champion. I think we will talk to Matty Campbell, I would have thought.
Yes,
at,
we will.
Our friends at Sports Bet later for the odds.
I
do have concerns about this game and that this could be the upset game. That Gold Coast, it's just the vortex feeling from last week. I'm having a similar sort of... The guts are sort of rumbling a little bit for the Gold Coast Suns here.
Are you feeling all right?
Maybe not. Maybe I'm not feeling all right, but I can tell you this. I certainly have just got something rolling around in the guts about the Gold Coast Suns. And if you're going off form, how could you feel that way? You're right. I could be going crazy, but... The Pies were disappointing last week against the Tigers.
Yeah, they were.
They started off. I think they just thought, hey, we're just going to keep rolling here. And they got bitten on the backside. Swan, Pendlebury, and, of course, Brody Grundy, who's one of my favourite players in the competition. I think that'll be the difference in the game. Just the two superstars in the middle and the very, very strong young ruckman will be the reason that they get over the line in this one. But
you know, they kicked six goals last week.
Pardon?
Six goals.
Who's that?
Gold Coast. They kicked six goals.
Yeah, I know. I'm just telling you the feeling, man.
I'm just giving him a feeling.
It's great to get Sidebottom back in.
I think he's one of the main reasons you have to tip the Pies.
Great that he's there. I've just got a feeling.
Righto, you've got a vortex-style feeling for Gold Coast.
I'm going Collingwood.
Oh, you're going Collingwood?
You're not listening to me. I said Collingwood, but I've got this sort of vortexy rumbling in the gut that Gold Coast, I don't know why, I could be crazy.
Righto, no. You're tipping Collingwood, vortexing Gold Coast,
Collingwood,
but tipping
just.
Collingwood. Yeah. I'm tipping Collingwood. Sidebottom back in is huge, I reckon. 2v out doesn't help either, by the way, but I think they're much better than the Gold Coast are going at the moment, regardless of where they're playing. Even at Metricon, they'll win that game. Hawthorn Sydney is a very important clash tomorrow night for these two teams. MCG, Brian Lake, Jordan Lewis, Isaac Smith, good ins for the Hawks. Simkin, Duray, and Litherland goes out. Brent Stratton plays 100 games. And Cunningham comes in for Towers for the Sydney Swans. Tomo, they defeated Geelong handsomely last week up there at ANZ Stadium. Can they beat Hawthorn at the MCG?
Took a while to get going, the Swans, last week. They've really been slow out of the blocks this year. Mm. But, I think many have... be questioning their form lines at the moment. I think they come up against a team who love to play against them in the
they
Hawks.
They do, and particularly MCG.
Great, looking so much forward to the matchups with the big boys. Frawley to grab Franklin, Tippett to be... actually, they probably swapped that around. Lake's got a great record on Franklin. Frawley and Tippett, either way, that is just going to be some fantastic one-on-one duels where you get monsters just wrestling. In the forward line there. The midfield battle is just a beauty. I mean, Segler, he's what a find he was for the Hawks in getting the big Segs on board. Of course, Hale was the same as well in getting him to the football club. So it's going to be an interesting battle between the ruckman and, of course, the big Ruff and Gunston up the other end. So it's going to be a tight one. Swans at their best without Luke Hodge. It'd be a really dicey one. I just get the feeling the Hawks are looking forward to this one, and they'll salute at the MCG.
Do you sit someone on Luke Parker? Do you get a Shields type player to go and sit with Luke Parker, or do you let him? You play on your terms and let them chase you.
Luke Parker, 5 goals last week. He was keeping Sydney in the game early stages against the Cats. The Cats were all over them. But what a player he is! He goes forward. He's a wonderful mark. He's such a good player, but. Is it Parker that you go to and you're not then going to go to Hanbury or, Kennedy or who else is
Jack
it?
You could go to.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be going to Jack. Certainly McVay. McVay would be the other one you'd be keeping an eye on depending on where he starts on the ground. But, definitely Parker or Hanbury for me.
I'm watching Jack, by the way. But Parker's the one you try and lock down. Who wins?
Hawks for me.
Hawks for you?
Yes.
I'm comfortable with that.
Ooh. Was that a late decision again?
No, that wasn't late.
Have you had any thoughts around this? Like, I'm getting sort of deep gutted feelings about teams. You're making them up on the fly.
No, far from. I just like to draw the delay. It's all about theatre.
The listeners don't like it, mate.
Theatre of the mind. Did you know that every side's lost played Carlton has lost the next week for the last 16 weeks?
Oh, no.
That means GWS win against Adelaide. No.
No, they lose.
Adelaide win.
Adelaide win. Mm. All right.
Not going to happen, as far as we're concerned. Hawthorn
for me.
Three very big ins there that'll make a very big difference. Ding-dong style battle, Dave Murray, but I think the Hawks are too good at the MCG. Critical, the venue. 19-4, Tomo's with us in the Friday footy preview. Of course, the Brisbane Lions, as well pointed out by the SMS, has destroyed that Carlton theory, didn't they?
Thank you very much.
Well, I blame Justin Lebich for that, and you can hear how he did it, how he undid the hoodoo tonight in the coach's box from 6 o'clock with Hutto, Moons, Derm, and Rowan Connolly. Fremantle, North Melbourne, Tomo, Subiaco, or Domain Stadium as it's called these days.
Subiaco.
Tomorrow night, Luke McFarlane back in for the Dockers. Pierce goes out. Back bruising. Doesn't sound very nice.
He got smashed last
week. Doesn't sound very nice, does it? Back bruising.
Yep, Alex Pierce. I was there. Keep going, half.
And that five playing 100 games. The Brownlow Medal favourite. Fair 100 games it's been too. Wood and Dumont come in for the Kangaroos. Swallow and Brown. Two big outs for the Kangas going to Perth, I would think, Tomo.
Very much so. Very much so. And unfortunately for the Kangaroos, what an amazing victory they had there last year. 13 points from memory. Just an absolute beauty. I just don't think it's going to happen again. Rarely do you sort of get a team like this Fremantle side in the form that they've been in. The Doggies were wonderful last week in the way that they attacked the game at Etihad Stadium and they took them on. They were 5-0 down and then really just their relentless tackling and their relentless faith in taking the game on with their run and carry and their skills got them back into that game. Mm. Matthew Pavlich, absolute superstar, that man, watching him do his business last week. Sanderlands had such an effect on the game that the Bulldogs, halfway through the first quarter, decided to play no ruckman on him whatsoever. So they basically said, we're just going to play an extra midfielder so that when you tap it down, we've got another guy to run around the ground. And in the end, what impact did it have? All I do know is that the Sanderlands to Fife to Mundy show was, unfortunately, still a massive impact on that game. So
a fair contrast for Sandy this week, though. He's got one of the form records of the competition, Toddy Goldstein, the North Melbourne champ.
He is a champ, and he's playing very well, but he's also playing against a guy that's twice his size this week. And whether you like it or not, Toddy being a jumping athletic ruckman,
yes,
Toddy has to do his best work around the ground and nullify the big guy in those rucking duels. And by nullify, get aggressive, chop the arms, stick the knees in, work him over all day, just every opportunity you get. Because in the end, Sanderlands is going to get his big mid on the ball. But how you affect that tap, last week there was no effect. He was popping it into places where you had Fife and Mundy and Neil running onto the football full steam ahead. You can't afford to do that. Freo will end up beating you. As well as you play, if you allow them that first go at the football. And Toddy versus Sanderlands, that is just, it's going to be an interesting battle. But for me, Nat Fyfe, he is what a wonderful player he is. That midfield of the Fremantle Dockers will be a little strong. McFarlane back into this team
pretty handy.
Makes a huge difference for them. Johnson having to take the first option forward doesn't work as well. Last week when they were able to free up Johnson across half-back flank, that was a huge difference in the game. He took about 6 or 7 marks.
Dogs just kept kicking it to him.
Kept kicking it to him. What are you doing,
they
man?
They did. What are you doing there for,
this
man?
Guy loves that. He loves it. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Stop kicking to the free bloke when he's 6'6".
That's it. But
doesn't make any sense.
Kangaroos, they're going okay.
Yeah, they're going okay.
Copped a few injuries, which not helping them. Where's Daniel Wells at the moment?
I'd love to know. He's one of those. When you talk about Daniel Wells and the Kangaroos, you put your hand over your mouth and go.
Right, fitness concern.
We're not quite sure.
Is there fitness problems with?
My understanding is there is a bit of fitness concern.
Yep, they'd love him back in this team.
If they're serious about contending this year, they need him.
They do. But not,
I don't think they can win.
Not quite up to knocking over the Fremantle Dockers at home.
Fremantle to win on that one. Essendon Brisbane Sunday squads from here on. Extended work with us. Paul Chapman, Cooney, Carlisle, Edwards and Fantasia into the squad for the Bombers. Ashby and Langford go out this game at Etihad Stadium on Sunday. Buick, Beams and Seabeams and Dawson in for the squad for the Brisbane Lions. Liam Dawson, a young fella from Aspley, Tomo.
The Lions made a fool of us the last couple of weeks.
Have.
The Brizzy lads, well done, well done. Justin Lippich, he's a man that enjoys a roller coaster.
Riding one.
You know, he hopped on the Brisbane roller coaster, he hopped off, he got back in line, he's back. And this week could be that one. This week it could be popping back down the other side. But I tell you what, Dane Beams, take a bow. I love saying that. Take a bow.
Take a bow.
What a player. You know, it's not. It's easy to go into great teams when the ball's. You know, if you're a forward, from my experience, when the ball's coming in quick and you know it's on a string for you, all that. He wins his own footy, this guy. He's been up against it this year. He has been just a terrific recruit. Probably the best thing for the Lions was the form of Alan Christensen last week.
Yep.
He's had a pretty poor start to the year. Fitness concerns, I think. Didn't have a great preseason. He looked back to some serious form last week as well. And the other, you know, I mean, I mentioned Tom Rockliffe. Hasn't been his best year by a stretch. Just love the way that through injury and a bit of... you know, issues up there at Brisbane, that little man has stood tall. But saying all that, love their story, love the way they've turned it around the last 2 weeks. I think Bombers turned it around this week. Their effort was very good last week.
Was.
The effort was there. They'll clean that up this week and they'll be just a bit too strong in the end. Good to get Carlisle back, but they've still got concerns over their goal-kicking power, no doubt about it. They solved that little quandary for them, that little riddle, and the Bombers can be very competitive against any team.
I'm with you. I like the Brisbane Lions' effort last fortnight. I don't think they can beat Essendon at Eddie Head Stadium, even though they played really well there against the Blues 2 weeks ago. Melbourne and the Bulldogs, MCG Sunday, Fitzpatrick, Watts, Gawn, Riley, Newton and Hogan into the squad. Dawes, Salem and Mitchie go out. For the Doggies, Grant, Rovat, McRae and Biggs come in, and Mitch Honeychurch misses because he's a bit sore. Shane Biggs, 23-year-old from Sydney. Tomo, who wins?
Firstly, I've got to say, I do feel for that man, Jack Watts.
That man?
Well, I believe he picked his nose yesterday, and they wrote a front cover story on it, didn't they?
It's good coverage.
Hey?
It's very good coverage.
He
for
may
nose
scratch
picking.
His backside on Monday and be back page news. That poor bugger. Anyway, I hope he goes really well, just for the sake of that. Good to get Jesse Hogan back into the team. Got to tip the Bulldogs, my friend, watching him last week. Don't let me down, Doggies. We need that intensity, the tackling pressure. Demons just struggling very much with their run through the midfield, not winning enough of the footy and coughing up the ball. Doggies will pounce.
Paul Roo saying Melbourne boys feeling the pinch after round 7. That's giving them an out for mine. Doggies to smack them. Port Adelaide and Richmond, the last game of the round. Adelaide Oval on Sunday will be there with Matty Greenland, David Schwartz and Darryl Wakelin. Carlisle comes in with Stuart Gray and Ollie Wines is back. Great news. O'Shea goes out. Of course, Kane Corns plays game number 300 and he's last. And for the Tigers, Edwards, Griffiths and Arnott come in. Dylan Grimes plays game number 50.
Be surprised if there's any changes. How good was it to have that man Delidio up and running for the Tigers? Even though in the third term last week half, he nearly cost them dearly with about 3 or 4 turnovers in a row. Change momentum of that game when Richmond were pushing forward again. So clean up the skills, Brady boy, but your presence was well noted. Mm-hmm. Well played, sir. Trent Cotchin, amazing game. Well done. That's what they need from their leader. Unfortunately, though, I think Ollie Wines coming back in. Port Adelaide stung in the tail last week. They were ordinary. Kenny will have them on hot toast this week and they will come out firing. And they'll win this one pretty comfortably, I think, about 5 or 6 goals.
Kenny, hot toast, Hinkley will have the boys up and about on Sunday, says Tom. I tend to agree. The Ollie Wines factor is significant for the way they play. It's been missing with that young man out of the team.